sipping wine and taking shots. That's a stupid thing to do. Last time I felt this bad, I was spending time with you. Drink red wine and tequila, now I'm hanging on the floor. I got a sick feeling, we can't do this anymore.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, y'all. Cable Smith welcoming you to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. One of my favorite range artists, Owen Temple, getting things started for us this morning. Let me tell you, whether you've ever dated a woman, as I'm sure most of us have, that you just didn't mesh well with, or whether you've actually mixed red wine and tequila together during a night of drinking, I know from personal experience that both of them are horrible ideas. But those life lessons are stories for another day and time, because I've got a great show for you this morning. We're going to abandon our traditional format of interviewing multiple guests because the Motor City Madman, that's right, Uncle Ted Nugent, is here and he's going to be with us for the entire hour. I'm going to let Ted host the show. I'll interject a question here and there. But for the most part, I'm just going to keep my finger on the dump button, and we're just going to see where this thing takes us. Before I bring Ted on to the program, I want to congratulate our February Photo of the Month winner. The photo was taken by Butch Lim of his 13-year-old daughter, Ashley, and they will receive a year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News and also be entered into our grand prize trophy whitetail or boar hunt, which we'll be giving away at the end of the year. So keep your outdoor photos rolling my way. Send your pics to cablewaco@yahoo.com. Also, remember to check out the website periodically. We've got a great country music concert calendar up there for you. It's www.texasoutdoorsmedia.com. You can also listen to the podcast of previous shows or check out what guest will be coming on the Lone Star Outdoor Show in the future. Regrettably, we don't have time to read our usual excerpt from our book, Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys, so we'll pick it back up with Congratulations, You're an Idiot, next week. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get the ball rolling with our special guest this morning. He's a famous rock star, has written 2 New York Times bestsellers. He's the host of a couple well-respected hunting shows, a newly elected member of the National Bowhunters Hall of Fame, NRA board member, and huge Second Amendment activist, Ted Nugent. Now, Ted, you just got back from hunting trips in Africa and the Yukon. You know, you're not exactly a young buck anymore. Do you ever have time just to sit down on the couch and relax?
Cable, I don't like couches, but I love tree stands. And I love ridges overlooking game-infested areas. No, I really, really live the American dream, and it really boils down to one's prioritization. You know, my mom and dad forced me, I think that's called parenting, my mom and dad forced me to really be the best that I can possibly be. And in my early years, I learned to so love the outdoors, hunting, fishing, trapping, everything outdoors, always fascinated by wildlife. And Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley, real all-American rhythm and blues, rock and roll energy and attitude and spirit, that the two of them really feed and enhance and optimize each other. The spirituality of the hunting lifestyle, that connection with the good Mother Earth, and that accountability of conscientious consumerism in the final analysis, and the not-so-conscientious consumerism of good, outrageous rock and roll, which actually is in its own way very conscientious and very consumer-based. But I love the energy and the inspiration that those black American artists gave to me early on in my musical career, and the recreating, the recreational purity of my outdoor lifestyle. So here it is, 61 years later, and Uncle Ted is not slowing down because I really, really crave this stuff. I mean, I hunt year-round, and I rock year-round, and I promote gun rights. I don't defend them. I celebrate and promote self-evident truths, the conservation truth, the wise and responsible utility of God's renewable resources, and the inescapable truism of keeping and bearing arms to defend this precious gift of life. So the Nugent family figured that out a long time ago, and I stand up for it proudly every day.
Mm. And you mentioned Chuck Berry. Well, what's your favorite Chuck Berry song?
Well, I mean, how can you get away from Johnny B. Goode? I played it just the other night for a bunch of guys, and I'm telling you, you'd think I was 12 years old in the garage with my first big Fender amplifier again. I really love the purity of that original rock and roll, especially as inspired by the blues and the gospel. So here it is, whether it's at a campfire with two naked black guys in Botswana on a busted acoustic guitar, or at Billy Bob's just having the time of my Texas life. We played that kind of stuff, often that song specifically, Cable. But certainly all my music is inspired by those black, you know, creators, the Chuck Berrys, the Bo Diddley, certainly Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Lightnin' Hopkins, all of them, and is perfected by some white foreigners, you know, the Beatles and the Stones and the Yardbirds, and certainly the musical genius continues on in America today. And it is funny because I can't wait for my tour to start, and then by the time that summer's over, I can't wait to get my bow and arrow or my shotgun and stack some doves or get me some backstraps. So I'm really lucky that I've been able to pursue unabated my happiness, that God-given right of pursuit of happiness, and it really is about the outdoor lifestyle and making music.
And Ted, you mentioned that your parents were instrumental in instilling that love for the outdoors.
Sure.
Is your father the one that first got you started hunting?
It's true, yeah. You know, I was born in 48, so Les Paul had just electrified that guitar. So
right.
What a perfect time to be born, huh?
Uh-huh.
And certainly there was a great man in Michigan just before I was born, a few years before me, by the name of Fred Bear, who was celebrating and promoting the optimum predator awareness of getting close to prey game, big game and small game, with a sharp stick. This aboriginal maximum challenge of close range penetration into the defense mechanisms of game animals that God designed to escape us.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Bear had already begun promoting that in Michigan prior to my birth. My dad was already hooked upon coming home from that great victory in World War II. As a warrior for the American dream and freedom around the globe, and he was looking for something spiritual. He may have not have been able to articulate it as such, but I'm sure, having been blessed and honored to spend time with the heroes of the military, after volunteering and putting their lives on the line and charging into the most life-threatening conditions a man has ever known, they do need a spiritual rejuvenation. And the term recreation, obviously, is about recreating our spirit, recreating our sense of awareness, recreating our balance and our prioritization in life. And so my dad was already hooked on the Fred Bear message. And when I was born, as all kids, Cable, we all love projectiles, slingshots and BB guns and bows and arrows. I doubt if there's been a child born in mankind that didn't love projectiles of some type.
Who didn't want a little Red Ryder?
Well, I certainly did have one. And a Whammo slingshot and a wrist rocket and my Shakespeare and Ben Pearson, fiberglass bows, and I really got hooked on shooting those bows and arrows with my dad and my brothers. And it was an annual excursion in northern Michigan for the opening day of archery season back in the 50s and 60s that really turned me on to that sensual awareness of one's cause and effect, one's place in life itself on planet Earth with the critters and where we get our food, water, shelter, clothing, medicine, and spirit from. So luckily I was baptized into the world of bow hunting and, you know, firearms responsibility. You know, aim small, miss small, ultra safety conscientiousness was forced upon us by my dad, thank God. And those annual trips, Cable, they're alive and well in the Nugent family today. We cherish those early fall days as a family in a tent on a river or lake someplace, or in the South Texas cactus, where we're waiting to ambush an unsuspecting herbivore.
Well, Ted, we've got to take a quick break. So when we come back, let's go ahead and dive into the liberal left's attempt to suffocate the rights of sportsmen all over our great country.
All right, man.
You're listening to Cable and Uncle Ted on 95.3 The Range.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what the racket boys can do. And now they're shovel busting.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep, discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top-shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100. That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
Just because whitetail season has ended doesn't mean you can't harvest trophy big game animals in the Lone Star State. The biggest axis deer in Texas can be found at Star S Ranch. The best time to hunt axis starts now and runs through July, so book your axis hunt today before they're all gone. Visit us at www.star-s-ranch.com to learn more about our beautiful Texas Hill Country Ranch and accommodations. That's www.star-s-ranch.com to book the hunt of a lifetime.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and you're listening to Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 on the range.
All right. Welcome back to the presentation. As always, it's a pleasure to be here with you on Saturday mornings. I'm Cable Smith, and I've still got Uncle Ted, the Motor City Madman, on the line. But before we get into a little liberal leftist bashing, well, maybe not bashing, but exposing them
for
the fraud that they are, Ted's excited. He's throwing me off my game here. But I need to tell you about my buddy, Todd Moy, over at Revolution Custom Carts. Todd is a licensed Bad Boy Buggies dealer. He'll hook you up with anything you need for your ranch or lease. Give him a call at 214-340-7100 or check him out online at revolutioncustomcarts.com. Now, Ted, in your opinion, what is it about predator-prey relationships that makes the left so queasy? I mean, it's only been going on since the beginning of time.
It's really the last pure and perfect function of environmental stewardship and awareness and responsibility and respect through utility that is available since the year one, right well into 2010. So I'm proud to be a participant and even prouder to promote and celebrate while crushing the anti-hunters and just obliterating the animal rights freaks out there with the truth that venison is the ultimate health food. It's renewable, and to not use it would be an absolute crime.
Ted, I actually interviewed a girl from PETA who was one of the freaks responsible for getting dove hunting outlawed in the state of Michigan.
Phenomenal. Truly phenomenal.
Michigan has one of the best dove hatcheries in the United States.
That's right.
You can't even shoot the dang things.
What I'm dedicated to is not just crushing the animal rights people, which I, by the way, as I'm speaking to you, I'm actually using a Bowie knife to pull the guts and skull tissue of an animal rights idiot from the cleats of my Vibram boots, figuratively speaking.
Right.
And the truth will crush an animal rights person. The self-evident truth, not Ted Nugent's truth, but the inescapable, documented, overwhelmingly evidentiary truth that self-defense is indeed a God-given individual right, and that venison is a renewable source of life itself. And those animal rights creeps, they're really not only are soulless, but they are the most conniving, dishonest people in the world, because it's not about saving doves. It's not about saving a deer. It's about getting a paycheck from people who are too stupid to know the truth about renewability, sustained yield, carrying capacity of habitat, and the beauty and the perfection of using God's renewable resources in a respectful way, such as grilling venison. And in Michigan, it is the manifestation of a cultural depravity where we have thousands of times as many doves as we do grouse, but we do have a grouse season. Mm. We have thousands more times productivity of mourning doves in Michigan than we do pheasants, but we have a pheasant season, but no dove season. It's a phenomena. And I got to tell you, it isn't the animal rights people's fault. The same reason we have this anti-American in the White House, the same reason that bureaucrats across this land blowtorch our paychecks with impunity, is the same reason that we cannot hunt doves in Michigan. And I love Texas. You feel the love, don't you, Kate?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Texan through and through. But when I got to Texas 7 years ago to become a resident of the great Republic of Texas, do you know that you could not hunt on your own property during the natural season of harvest for a week between bow and gun season, which is pathetic in describing the apathy within our own sporting community that tolerates goofy, illogical regulations. For example, I challenge my fellow Texans to this. How many doves can we kill per day? It's 15 usually.
Right.
How many shells can we have in our guns?
Three.
I would challenge everyone listening to explain why you can shoot 6 ducks and 15 doves, but only have 3 shells in your gun. Now, I know why. Number one is because of the buffoonish failure of so-called leadership in our hunting industry and hunting community. But we tolerate these foolish, anti-freedom, illogical, anti-science laws because we're too lazy to do anything. Now, I raise hell. I'm a hellraiser. I contacted Texas Parks and Wildlife, and I contacted my representatives, and I contacted the good Governor Perry, and I asked, how on God's good green earth can a Texan who owns a beautiful piece of deer ground in the state of Texas be told he can't hunt that deer in October between bow and gun season for a whole week? That sounds like something Ted Kennedy would come up with. So we threw that law out because it's nonsense, but we need to speak up. You know that there are 11 states, Cable, that you're not allowed to hunt on Sunday.
Really?
Really? It's insane that any hunter doesn't know this stuff and doesn't fight to change and fix it. Do you know that in some states you can hunt with a muzzleloader but not with a scope mounted on it?
I mean, none of these make any sense, but that one takes the cake, Ted. They're advocating hunters taking a less accurate shot rather than letting them have a scope on their muzzleloader. I mean, it's almost like they're pushing for animals to be wounded. I don't get it.
I mean, just stop and think of what we tolerate as sportsmen across this country, because I expect buffoonery and stupidity and anti-freedom and anti-logic and anti-wildlife management from animal rights people. I don't accept it or tolerate it from the sportsmen who pay the professionals to manage our wildlife and accept stupid regulations. And we need to rally in Texas to get rid of the 3-shell limit for migratory birds. It's nonsense. It's just a harassment opportunity for some hot dog game warden to harass a hunter who can shoot 15 doves and is going to tell him how fast he does it.
Right.
We the people need to communicate with our elected officials, and I'd love to see Texas spearhead the elimination of this nonsensical 3-shell limit. Every year for dove season, you make sure there's a plug in your gun so there's only 3 shells in it.
Oh, that's true.
You're a pretty smart guy. You went to school. You sound like I've heard wonderful things about you, and already in this short encounter, I can tell you're my blood brother. But
well,
go ahead and
that.
Use the most intellectual ammo that you've got, and I dare you to explain to anybody why we're limited to 3 shells in our guns.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. We're only allowed to shoot 2 pheasants, or 3 pheasants in the panhandle. Only 3. But you can have 5 shells in your gun.
Well, Well, I mean, if you can shoot 15, what difference does it make if it takes you 5 minutes or 2 hours? Yeah.
I hit a widgeon just a few weeks ago at the end.
Beautiful
of
birds.
Beautiful bird. I killed a lot of ducks this year, and I have the happiest Labradors on the planet.
Ooh, yeah.
But I, on my third shot, I got two nice green heads, and a widgeon was going off, and it was an easy shot, and I clipped it. And if I could have had a couple more rounds in my gun, I'd have killed it clean. But that widgeon flew off and died somewhere a mile away, and maybe someone could explain to me why that's better than me killing that bird. You know, in some states, you got to be 14 to go hunting. Think about that for a minute.
Well, that's the true spirit of instilling the love for hunting in our younger generation.
So my point is that, yes, I love my hunting. In 2009, I hunted 360 days. I only missed 5 days because I could tell by the scowl on Mrs. Nugent's face that it was time to go to a movie. But being that as it may, I'm dedicated to promoting this sport and enthusing people to get active and get involved and become participants in this glorious experiment, self-government, which I believe is every citizen's responsibility. And the apathy in our sporting community, the apathy in the gun-owning community of this country, is more embarrassing than those that would disarm us and ban hunting, because there's so many of us and so few of us that are active, and that's a downright crime.
We've got to take a quick break, but y'all don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Uncle Ted's going to tell us what his choice is for a daily carry weapon, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Well, baby, go ahead and arrange the flowers.
The Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas' historic West End District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.yoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about him on the range and get 15% off your meal. Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Extreme Whitetails and Exotics is now booking spring turkey and trophy boar hunts. Looking for a top quality, affordable, exotic bow hunt? Then check out our website at www.extremewhitetails.net. Located just 2 hours west of DFW in Cross Plains, Texas, in addition to trophy hogs and spring turkey, we're now booking for our inaugural whitetail season coming up this fall. Want to shoot a 200 class buck? Then visit Extreme Whitetails and Exotics at www.extremewhitetails.net or give our ranch manager Lewis Duncan a call at 972-322-3821. You'll be glad you did.
If you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease, we have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17 and 30 foot diameter traps. When you're finished trapping the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system can be used for both a trap and a deer food plot fence, so you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Check out our website at www.goinfencing.com.
That's www.goinfencing.com or call 940-391-3669.
We all know that outdoorsmen are rough on their gear, rough on their dogs, and rough on themselves. So whether you fall out of a deer stand or wreck your face in an ATV accident, let Dr. Connie Smith fix your broken teeth. Dr. Smith has been practicing in Dallas for over 20 years and is conveniently located at the intersection of Preston and Forest. Experience state-of-the-art dentistry delivered by a gentle and highly skilled dentist and staff in a warm, caring atmosphere. Dr. Connie J. Smith uses state-of-the-art dental techniques to help you achieve the beautiful smile of your dreams. Call 972-239-7551. That's 972-239-7551.
The Purple Goo Tire Sealant is your solution to prevent flat tires on your trailers, ATVs, golf carts, tractors, and lawn equipment. The Purple Goo uses innovative technology to locate and plug holes as they occur. Purple Goo not only outperforms all other off-road tire sealants, it also helps prevent rims from rusting and lasts for the life of the tire. Visit us at www.thepurplegoo.com and roll on with the Purple Goo Tire Sealant. No more flats. Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
And I'll close my eyes
and fantasize about the things we used to do.
And I'm raising the bar again tonight.
Oh,
All right, great stuff there from Spur 503 and KHYI's own Chance Cody. They get a little help on that number from a living legend, Gary P. Nunn. Spur 503 is playing at the Rail in Commerce tonight, so be sure to check them out. And speaking of living legends, we've still got the Motor City Madman. Uncle Ted Nugent's here for the entire hour, as I've basically handed over the reins to Ted this morning. He's hosting the show. I'm just riding shotgun. We're about to get into concealed carry talk. Ted's even made a citizen's arrest with his concealed carry weapon. Tell us about your choice for a daily carry weapon.
Well, you know, I never carry a firearm, but one of the firearms that I carry is always a 10 millimeter. In fact, usually both of them are 10 millimeters. Currently on my hip, I have a beautiful stainless steel Kimber and 12 magazines. And I also carry a beautiful Glock Model 20 and a Model 29, which are both 10 millimeters. Mm-hmm. I have a beautiful Wilson Hunting 1911 in 10 millimeter. Also have a Springfield Armory Long Slide Custom 1911 in 10 millimeter. 10 millimeter is my caliber of choice, both for self-defense and finishing off big game animals or just hunting big game animals. Mm-hmm. And the competition and the law enforcement training that I do. The 9 is better than a sock full of quarters, and the 40 is a good caliber. 45 is a nice caliber, but nothing is as good as the 10 millimeter, I promise you.
So there you have it, Ted carrying at least two 10 millimeters on him at all times. Let's talk about the latest book, Ted White and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto. This is your second time on the New York Times bestseller list as God, Guns, and Rock and Roll attained that honor in 2000. Just tell me a little bit about this latest work.
Well, you know, I'm just a guitar player, Cable, but boy, I love this country, and I believe I have a duty to put more back into America than I take from her. And if you've spent but a moment with a hero of the United States military who has sacrificed so much from their legs and their eyes and their hands, their mobility, their skin, and many of them have sacrificed their lives so that we can be free, I can't imagine anybody that would examine that fact and come away with not feeling a responsibility to utilize that freedom that they gave so much for. I noticed that when I scold my friends, or I do radio shows such as yours, sometimes I attack those that are not involved within our own ranks, that are truly our blood brothers, that love to hunt, fish, trap, shoot, believe in self-defense, but they're not members of the NRA. And if you're not a member of the NRA, Nancy Pelosi likes you. Mm-hmm. And if Nancy Pelosi likes you, you're part of the problem.
I don't want her to like me.
Well, and if you're not a member of the NRA, she does. She likes you because you're not helping fight for freedom. And the NRA is the most powerful fist in the fight against those that would literally ban self-defense in America. So I wrote Ted White and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto. If the goofball guitar player can make a difference, why on God's good green earth can't everyone? And the answer is, everyone can. I think apathy is the ugliest and most criminal curse in this country. Non-involvement facilitates anti-Americanism. And again, you examine President Barack Obama and his entire administration, and you've got a clear and present danger against the very foundation of an experiment in self-government, as the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, is a problem for the president and his administration. And that breaks my heart. But you've got to fight back. And Ted White and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto, is just a book explaining how I've identified these anti-Americans in politics, in the local politics, in state politics, in regional politics, and in U.S. politics, and how I have communicated with my fellow Americans, and we have voted these punks out. I'll never forget when we voted Ann Richards out of office in Texas.
Thank God.
She didn't believe in the Second Amendment, and she was the governor of Texas.
Pathetic.
How embarrassed. I mean, why don't we just vote Santa Anna in, you know? So my point is that I so despise apathy. I so despise someone bending over and letting the enemy continue to encroach upon our individual freedoms. And the abandonment of logic, the abandonment of self-evident truth, the abandonment of accountability by so many politicians, both Democrat and Republican, that my activism has absolutely made positive changes. We've gotten rid of stupid laws. We've forced politicians and different bureaucrats and entire administrations to be more accountable. We've gotten certain politicians fired and thrown out. We've elected people that more accurately and responsibly represent the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we the people in the asset column, the people who have an alarm clock, who actually get up and put in their heart and soul into being the best that they can be so they're productive and they're in the asset column of America instead of the lazy bloodsuckers.
Contributing members of society.
Yes, those are my blood brothers, and those are the people that need to be represented. And right now, we have a president that represents the bloodsuckers, mm-hmm. and it's really tragic. I hope people will get more active at the workplace, at church, at school, in their community, and especially here in the great Republic of Texas. I mean, you stop and think, the Dallas Morning News and the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio newspapers and so many major media across the state of Texas are anti-Texas. They're anti-hunting, they're anti-gun, they're anti-freedom, they're pro-welfare. So we, the people of Texas, need to get cracking, and I'd love to see Texas lead the charge in getting back self-evident truth, logic, goodwill, and decency into policy making. I know for the most part we do, but I don't like most. I like all.
Now, Ted, because of your status as an activist and Second Amendment advocate, you get to do cool things like play at the Tea Party at the Alamo, hosted by Fox News and Glenn Beck. Tell me about that experience.
Well, I am a lucky man. I was privileged and honored to stand shoulder to shoulder with the good Governor Rick Perry and the great Sarah Palin in Houston a few days ago, and a lot of people in the spotlight, like the great Glenn Beck. What a great man, probably the most important American alive today, and I mean that because he's doing what we the people are supposed to do. He's spotlighting cockroaches. He's blowing a whistle on abuses of power like I've never seen in my life, and I love Glenn Beck, and I love Sean Hannity, and I love Rush Limbaugh, and I work closely with these people as often as possible to make sure that we maximize the spotlight on the maximum number of cockroaches. And it feels good to participate in this experiment in self-government, because even guitar players qualify as we the people. And I am driven, after spending sacred campfires with Marines with their legs blown off and U.S. Army heroes with no arms, and speaking with the families of those great military warriors of the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the National Guard. And after seeing the sacrifices these warriors have given, I am driven to participate. And I'm sure that's what drives Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, because they cherish this unique American freedom, and we need to fight and give back to make sure that it stands strong.
Well, somebody's got to protect us, because obviously in the last election, we were incapable of protecting ourselves. So.
Well, Barack Obama is the perfect president for a nation of sheep. Not everyone's a sheep, and only the guilty need to feel guilty. But President Obama and his administration, who have the criminal audacity to quote Mao Tse-tung as a visionary inspiration, the founder of communism, is quoted by the Barack Obama administration as something good, Cable. This is the worst condition America has ever been in, but it's still strong. There are still warriors in law enforcement, in military, and on the streets of this great country, and I implore them to start by joining the National Rifle Association, communicate with your elected officials, and get this country back. Get back on the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Get back to individuality. Get back to entrepreneurial freedom. Crush the bureaucrats who cater to the bloodsuckers and manipulate the political system so that the worst Americans amongst us are better represented than the best Americans amongst us.
Pretty powerful stuff right there. But you know what? We did get a huge victory in Massachusetts as we took...
Good sign.
The people took Ted Kennedy's seat.
Good place for a good sign, a powerful message. You know, Cable, I didn't invent the middle finger, but I have perfected it.
Yeah.
And it was good to see it on fire in Massachusetts and New Jersey.
People are speaking. They're tired of it, Ted.
Yes. Well, when you have a bureaucratic zoo in politics across this country who could care less about accountability, who will spend our tax dollars with not just no accountability, but with rude, outrageous irresponsibility, and I believe criminality, then it's time for we the people to rise up, and it's time for a revolution. I believe that with Glenn Beck and Governor Perry and Sarah Palin and certainly the NRA, and citizens who truly care, the Tea Parties. God bless the Tea Parties across this country.
Amen.
What a we the people rise up that I'm proud to be a part of. But again, everyone listening right now to Uncle Ted and Cable Smith on Lone Star Outdoor Show, if you're not involved, if you're not a member of the NRA, if you're not speaking up to your elected officials, thanks for nothing.
My hope is that, you know, people will hear you speaking on the Lone Star Outdoor Show and be inspired to stand up and contact their elected officials. If you're not a member of the NRA, then that's the first thing you need to
do. Yeah, it really is. And again, I love my fellow Texans, and if I'm ruffling some feathers, tough. That means some feathers need ruffling, because only the guilty need to squirm. And if you're squirming and angry at me, that would be guilt. I would welcome them to come to tednugent.com. We have a wonderful website, and we also have a lot of the articles that I've written. I write a weekly piece for humanevents.com. And until the Waco Tribune lost their soul, I wrote a very popular weekly feature there. It's not just what I do. It's what the entire Nugent family does. We have people from across this land, including across Canada and Europe, who are fed up with the attack on individual liberties and individual freedoms, and that are fighting back, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, it's a rapid-fire Q&A session with Ted Nugent, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
And hunting trips in the freezing snow and up before the sun. Having now they're a part of me, 'cause I got the gun.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969. Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all five Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and lingcod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range specials. Every outdoorsman needs a buddy in the gun business, and that's why you need to check out Richardson's Gun Shop. Whether you're looking for a rifle, shotgun, or handgun, Richardson's Gun Shop has it covered. Check them out at www.rguns.com to see the best deals in North Texas. In addition to the sweetest deals on firearms, they also can book your dove or exotic hunt. Located in Wolf City, Texas, visit www.rguns.com or call 903-496-7747. That's Richardson's Gun Shop for all of your shooting, hunting, and outdoor needs.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed easy-go and bad boy buggies dealer. So whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
Man, it's nice to be here with you this morning. If you're just joining us, this is a very special Cable and Ted edition of the Lone Star Outdoors Show, as Ted Nugent is our guest for the entire hour, and it is now time for Uncle Ted to take his turn on the Smokin' Tech's hot seat. I'm going to say one thing. You respond with the first word that comes to your mind.
Sure.
And why not start with the easiest one, Obama?
Anti-American.
Conservation.
A responsibility.
The Detroit Lions.
Big guys.
Antler restrictions.
Foolish.
Heidi Prescott.
Spiritually bankrupt.
Abortion.
Tragic, but ultimately a choice.
Gun control.
Second bullet in the same hole as the first bullet.
Nationalized health care.
Anti-American.
Our good buddies over at PETA.
Clowns.
And Scott Brown.
Great man.
All right. Well, there was a little Q&A session with the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. Ted, you have a ranch in China Springs, Texas. What's your favorite thing about the Lone Star State?
Well, freedom. The fact that a landowner has rights in Texas, and that here in this ranch, I can trap varmints year-round because they pose a threat to my place, my wildlife, my livestock, so to speak. In some states where they ban trapping, they have to go find those trappers that they banned and hire them to fix the beaver problem and the coyote problem and the skunk and the raccoon problems. Here in Texas, I run a trap line year-round and catch lots of coyotes and bobcats and coons and possums and skunks and feral cats and feral dogs and the occasional porcupine and beaver. And it these kinds of freedoms, the freedom to raise endangered species from Africa, where we have more scimitar-horned oryx here in Texas than are found anywhere else, you know, totally around the world, and that we save that species from extinction. And the owadad and the black buck and the nilgai antelope and the all the different exotics that are thriving in Texas because they're worth something, mm-hmm. because Texas have the freedom to manage this resource. So it's a valuable resource instead of those countries where these animals come from. The people are forbidden to use them, so they wipe them out so they can grow chickens and cotton. It's so simple, it's stupid. But also the fact that we finally have a Second Amendment in Texas. You know, prior to Governor Bush, there was no Second Amendment in Texas. You couldn't keep and bear squat, because keep means it's mine, you can't have it. And bear can only mean one thing. I've got some on me.
Right.
Not in the truck, not in the glove box, not in the case, not in the back. On me.
Couple of 10 millimeters on my person.
On my person. That's bearing. Nothing else is bearing. So I love Texas. The people are wonderful. There's a spirit of community, a spirit of excellence in the state of Texas. And we certainly have a good administration for the most part. There's some clowns in politics in Texas, too. But that's not because they're clowns. It's because we, the people, allow the clowns in there. So I love the spirit and the attitude and the piss and vinegar of Texas. I certainly love the hunting. I love the outdoor activities of Texas. It certainly is the greatest hunting destination on the globe, believe me. Plus, the Tex-Mex food and the brisket. I think that's another reason I love Texas.
Oh, yeah. Ted, it's well documented that drugs and alcohol have never been a part of your life. What was it like as a famous rock musician in the 70s with that whole drug scene that was incorporated into that period? I know you're also very involved with D.A.R.E., but I mean, how does a guy in your position in the 70s avoid that scene throughout its entirety?
Well, you know, it's pretty simple. My dad raised me with an iron fist. Discipline was the battle cry of the Nugent household, as it is to this day. And when I graduated from high school in 1967 and plunged into the world that was overwhelmingly hippie and drooling and puking and criminal behavior, the fortification of my parents disciplining me made me strong to stand up against the joke of peer pressure. I'd like to think that I'm an individual, and I don't have any peers, thank you, and no one is certainly capable of putting any pressure on me. Now, beautiful girls back then were able to put some pressure on me, as
yeah.
Mrs. Nugent does on a minute-by-minute basis. So I certainly have my weaknesses. However, when it came to the drugs, the alcohol, tobacco, the poison, the law enforcement, the indecency of the hippie lifestyle, I saw it for what it was, that it ruined quality of life, that it jeopardized other people's quality of life. So I stood strong against it. You know, I'm a pretty good dancer, and I play a mean guitar, and I can shoot an arrow and a bullet pretty good. But the most important capability in my life is defiance. Mm-hmm. I will defy everything until I am intellectually convinced that it will benefit my quality of life and assist my fellow man. If you can't convince me that it is a quality of life upgrade activity, I will defy it and crush it. It's pretty simple, Cable. I got to jam with the world's greatest musicians, you know, Keith Moon and Jimi Hendrix and Bon Scott and B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan and just so many incredible musicians, Sammy Hagar and Eddie Van Halen. And the drunken stone punks, like, you know, I hate to call them punks because Jimi Hendrix was a nice guy. He's a virtuoso of unrivaled capacity and a fine gentleman. But a lot of those clowns would laugh at me. And, of course, I'm not everybody I just mentioned were druggy clowns. Certainly, you know, Sammy Hagar is not a druggy clown. He's a great man, and so is B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them would ridicule me for not taking the drugs with him. Well, it's pretty simple. Jimmy got high, and Jimmy's dead. I went hunting, and I'm still Ted. And I'm having the greatest musical adventure of my life.
61 years old and still rocking out like a madman, as evidenced by this tune, Earth Tones, off your album Hunt Music.
Thanks, man.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, Ted, I want you to tell me about your most memorable hunting experience, as well as a few close calls you had out in the wild where you thought, I might not make it out of this thing.
I'm all yours.
You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. Zoom Pest Control is your residential pest control specialist. Owner Rob Doherty, a certified applicator and member of the Better Business Bureau, is also an avid bass angler. Give Rob a call at 214-317-9293 to find out about their quarterly pest control program. For the best residential protection and a sound peace of mind, choose Zoom Pest Control. Tell Rob you heard about him on the Lone Star Outdoor Show and get $25 off your first visit. Zoom Pest Control accepts all major credit cards, so call Zoom Pest Control at 214-317-9293 today.
Are you interested in a wild boar hunt of a lifetime? Then contact Tactical Hog Control. Tactical Hog Control uses cutting-edge technology and the coolest toys to increase your hog killing efficiency. Each hunter is fitted with night vision goggles and suppressed semi-automatic AR-10 rifles equipped with night vision and thermal scopes, just like videos you've seen on YouTube. Conveniently located halfway between Dallas and Houston in Madisonville, call 936-581-2256 or visit us at www.tacticalhogcontrol.com. We don't fear the night. We own it.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed easy-go and bad boy buggies dealer. So whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smoke and Tex. Smoke and Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokeandtex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokeandtex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
Dyer Real Estate is a full-service commercial real estate management firm specializing in everything from neighborhood and strip centers to major power centers. Dyer Real Estate has experience managing every aspect of a property, including rent collection, maintenance, landlord-tenant relations, and financial reporting. Visit us at www.dreproperties.com. Dyer Real Estate services DFW to Austin and everything in between. That's www.dreproperties.com.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100. That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friend Matt at Birdworks Taxidermy. Birdworks is a small birds-only taxidermy studio that specializes in custom avian artistry. Matt's passion is taking his clients' birds and turning them into trophy works of art. Specializing in waterfowl, turkey, cranes, and upland game, Birdworks is conveniently located in Fort Worth and has been serving DFW for over a decade. Visit Birdworks at www.birdworkstaxidermy.com or give Matt a call at 817-691-2625.
Hey, this is Josh Abbott, and you're listening to Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Welcome back to the program. Cable Smith here with special guest Ted Nugent. Now, Ted, we're all familiar with the very popular show Spirit of the Wild, which airs on the Outdoor Channel. You've recently expanded your horizon to include a new show, Tooth, Fang, and Claw, which airs on the Pursuit Channel. Tell me a little bit about the new show.
Everybody that we know that loves to hunt and fish and trap and just, you know, shoot their guns and bows and arrows and enjoy the outdoor lifestyle. And they're very hardcore, everybody we know. They're very gung-ho. I'd like to think we're radicals. We love to kill deer and grill them. That, in a world of sheep-like goofiness, that's radical.
Well, we're just like our forefathers were.
That's right, radical.
Yeah.
Well, they told the king to kiss their ass.
Yeah.
And then when the king sent somebody to take our guns, we killed them.
Well,
I like that. That's radical. Count me in, Cable. And so Tooth, Fang, and Claw obviously is a colloquialism that identifies the overview of nature itself, that nature isn't sweet peace and love. Nature isn't Mama Bear licking the cubs. Nature is Papa Bear eating the cubs so he can breed Mama Bear. Tooth, Fang, and Claw is a battle cry for those of us who really love nature and all its purity, who live it when we hunt and fish and trap, and to galvanize especially young people, but pretty much everybody. We need to recruit more people into the outdoor sport. So what you see on our Spirit of the Wild show and the Outdoor Channel, and the reason it's got the most viewers of all this, of the shows, is because we just go hunting. We don't have any makeup. We don't have any lights. We don't take two. We just film, and if we get goofy, we get goofy, because a lot of my friends love to get goofy when they're out there killing them and grilling them and catching fish and filleting them and eating them. It's just a pure, natural, organic lifestyle for many years on the Outdoor Channel, and this is quite astonishing. You were not allowed to show the arrow hit the animal more than one time.
Right.
That's like not showing the checkered flag at a NASCAR event more than one time. It's like not showing the three-point shot on the basketball court at the buzzer. It's just stupid. No, I got to say, my friends at the Outdoor Channel have now woke up, and they allow us to show the hit, which is so educational, so dynamic, and so desirable by all the viewers. But on the Pursuit Channel, we can show it a second time and explain the imperative of practicing and dedication to excellence so that shot placement is the very best that we can possibly deliver. We're allowed to not only show the hit a second and third time, but in slow motion, which is exciting to watch.
It's the best part.
It is the best part. Everybody knows that, except sometimes bureaucrats in charge of networks.
Yeah.
So on Tooth, Fang, and Claw, we're also able to show the most important activity of the outdoor lifestyle, and that is gutting an animal, skinning it, and butchering it into family-sized portions. The Outdoor Channel won't allow you to show the most important activity in the outdoor lifestyle, and that is the process by which we turn these sacred creatures into food. You're not allowed to show gutting, you're not allowed to show skinning, and you're not allowed to show butchering on the Outdoor Channel. I mean, think about that for a minute. That'd be like going, yeah, you can race at NASCAR, but there'll be no burning rubber. We don't want any of that burning rubber.
We're not going to show the crash.
And be sure, yeah, don't show the crash. And, you know, there's so many aspects of our outdoor industry that are locked in a politically correct denial that it really saddens me. I mean, it's just a dirty lie. And so we're fighting to fix that. And our friends at Mossy Oak are handling most of the production at the Pursuit Channel. They're doing a great job, so we're very proud to be on that network.
If you had to pick one animal that you've harvested, what would you say the most memorable one was, whether that was your first deer or your biggest deer or whatever?
Well, you know, probably the most moving dynamic of my life is the honor, the privilege that the Nugent family has been bestowed in the last few years, where little boys and girls who are facing death, they're terminally ill and they know they're going to die. I'm talking 5, 6, 7 years old, Cable. And for some reason, they love their Uncle Ted. They watch the Spirit of the Wild show. And it's getting to be pretty regular now that these little boys and girls' last request is to go hunting with Uncle Ted. And I'll try not to break down here for you, but we just took a little six-year-old boy named Macon Lynn, who has spent half of his 6 years of life in treatment for a terrible leukemia. And he came out, and he was on our Spirit of the Wild show, and they love the show, and they want to be on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They want to go hunting with Uncle Ted. And he came out, and we're shooting bullseyes and shooting bows and arrows, and we were driving the bad boy all around Spirit Wild Ranch and checking out the rivers and the wildlife. And he just passed away just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And in the emotional tsunami of trying to comfort the parents, because once you spend time shooting and hunting and fishing, especially when it's the request of the terminally ill child, a powerful and spiritual bond is created. And so I feel like I've been a family member of Macon's forever, as does Shemaine. So it's really not about the big white tails or the giant moose, even though I remember them all. But as powerful as memory is, hunting with my dad and my own family, I'll never forget a minute of any of those. I think the most moving memory and dynamo of my life are these little boys and girls who I get to say goodbye to around a campfire in the lifestyle that I so cherish, and that in their short lives they learn to cherish in a short amount of time. So that's some powerful stuff, Cable.
Hmm. Yep, that really is, Dad. One other question I have for you is have you ever been in a situation while, in your many travels in the outdoors, where you were fearful for your life, whether that was an animal was actually tracking you, the hunter, or Mother Nature and weather really caused you to be fearful that you might not make it out of there?
Back in 1977, on my first Alaska trip, I had killed a beautiful moose with my bow and arrow, and we were sitting over the gut pile the next morning in a pretty strong rain, and I had my Smith & Wesson Model 29 zipped up in a shoulder rig under my parka, and I heard a grunting noise, and I thought it was the guide farting, and he thought it was me. But when we glanced behind us, there's a huge 7-foot black bear, not 10 feet behind us. He smelled the guts, but he didn't know what we were, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And in an instant, I was able to get that gun into action. I double-tapped him with a couple of Remington 240 grain soft points and dropped him right in his tracks, where he literally hit the ground and blood splashed on us.
Yeah.
That got my attention pretty quick as a young man in 1977. And then in the 1990s, I was hunting Cape Buffalo in South Africa, and I'd made a decent shot on a big bull and got one lung in the liver, but after hours of tracking, I got up to him in a dry river wash, and he turned to charge, and it's all on film. It was on the Spirit of the Wild, and a big Cape Buffalo turned, and in under 2 seconds, I triple-tapped him through the vertebrae with a Glock 10mm, shooting Corban 180 grain armor-piercing ammo.
Wow.
And that's why I was carrying the ammo, because you need armor piercing to kill a Cape Buffalo, and I was able to separate his vertebrae and drop him in the tracks. But boy, my adrenaline lasted another couple days after that.
And who needs drugs when you can get adrenaline like
Hallelujah.
That just being in the outdoors? Well, Ted, man, it's been a real treat visiting with you. Everyone be sure to tune into the Outdoor Channel for the award-winning show, Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild. Also, the new show, Tooth, Fang, and Claw, that's on the Pursuit channel. A lot more blood on that channel, so that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to checking that out.
I love it, don't you?
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Well, and I can't leave Cable, the great Lone Star Outdoors show, without saying thank you for celebrating and promoting our wonderful sport. And it's important that we not only are a member of the NRA to show that powerful fist against the anti-gunners in Washington, D.C. and across the land, but here in the Lone Star State, we should also all be members of the Texas State Rifle Association.
Ted, I'll be looking forward to seeing you at Billy Bob's.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it. God bless Texas. God bless Governor Perry.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right, live it up.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that interview as much as I did. That was more than generous of Ted to be a part of the entire show this morning. Be sure to tune in next week as Seth Skinner of Central Texas is going to do a predator calling demo live on the air. He's the reigning world champion coyote distress caller, also Luke Clayton, renowned outdoor writer and talk show host, and possibly one of your favorite range artists in Jason Boland are all scheduled to stop by, so be sure to tune in next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show on 95.3 The Range. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors. Down the trails again. Take me.